anybody can feed natural. If you come and, you know, you can do that. I ain't going to say anybody, but it's easy. Now the burger, hey, come on, hey. But what about naturally? I mean, spiritually, are you doing that? One more thing I want to share with you if you're going to build in the transition. You got to continue to build and have a strong spirit. Because during transition, you're going to take some hits. You take hits. You take hits from the people you're leaving. You take hits from the things you're leaving. You take hits from people who looking on that don't know the whole. You're going to take hits. People are going to hit you. People, you're going to be misunderstood. People are going to look at you. People ain't going to like you. People are going to like you too much. People are going to do this. You have all kind of wrong this, this, and that. The only thing that keep you going is a strong spirit. If you're going to transition and continue to build, you got to keep building that strong. Keep adding to your spirit because that spirit can absorb stuff. It can absorb. But when your spirit is not strong, you can't take nothing. People will get consumed in transition and turn the movement into the monument. God trying to take you over, you get stuck in the wilderness. Why? Because you get inside and you let all the environment talk to you and you don't let your spirit guide you. Your spirit be your strength. What is God saying? What is it that we supposed to do? Listen, if I sit here and fight with this person and that wall about to close and I'm supposed to get through that door there and it's closing, I got to push him and run. I'll lose this battle to win the war. You can't lose battles to win the war. You never even think like that without a strong spirit because you can't absorb nothing. You got to go back and address. Hold on. I got to tell him. And you going back, taking a risk. I told him not to. No, wait. Let me tell him. You taking a risk. And God's saying, go. You lose that battle. That don't even matter. That's why in transition, everything inside you got to come out. Because you can't take the contamination on the inside to where you're going. That's why it manifests in transition. Transition is a very sensitive time of your life. So you need to hear from seniors. People that's been down that road. People that are spiritually equipped. You don't want to hear from people who ain't doing nothing. That thing will poison you. And your spirit can't take it. When you got a strong spirit, you say, I got to go here, even though I don't want to go here. When you got a strong spirit, you go get the help, even though it's from somebody you may not favorably like. But you know they grace to do it. That's a strong spirit. You can take all of the little quirks that people have and don't even talk about them. It don't matter why we're doing destiny. Why? Because you got a strong spirit. The weaker your spirit, the more the chatter starts. The more you got to look at somebody else's faults instead of where we're going. Amen. The weaker. The stronger you are, you can take it. Amen. Okay, I'll deal with this. I'm going. Amen. I'm going to deal with this. I'm going. Because what? I live through this battle to win this war. You can't do that when your spirit is weak. I want you to test your spirit. Yes. You know, one thing about your spirit, too, when it's strong, you have to give your spirit rest. When I say that, like, the Holy Spirit in you can always be strong, but you have to tame yourself because sometimes you can turn it on and off.
That's true.
And that's why you got to be a person that, you know, if you know you got children, you got to pace yourself. You can't just let them just keep hitting you with stuff. If you got a spouse and you know that y'all are not all the way God wants you, you got to pace yourself. When you got family members, pace yourself.
Yeah.
Don't go in there and dive in and think God going to just clean slate everything because you say, you ain't God. You got to tame. You got to work with stuff. So guess what? You go in, then you come out. You go in and you come out. You go in and then you come out until you begin to gain more strength. Because you know when you get in there, you're going to see everything and everything can affect you.
Yes.
But some of you, you just go in and just think things going to change. It ain't going to change like that. What made you think it's going to change? You weaken the spirit. It's like you just walk into the fight. You know he gonna be like that. You know she don't like that. And you just walk into it. Well, God have to, you know, ain't no God. You know, ain't nothing changed from yesterday. So tame yourself. Go in and out. Set up a system where you meet the needs of each other. And then you can come down and say, well, baby, I need a break from you. I'm going out. Yeah. Well, I can come. No, don't come this time. Just chill out a little bit because I need a break. There's nothing wrong with saying that because you're about to run me crazy. You're running me crazy. You know, you're asking me, and I've done these things, and I know you can't really see. I'm smiling right now. Yeah. But if you could see my, I just need a little break here. You know, before I kill you. You say it like that. You don't mean that, you know what I mean. But that's how, you don't want to say that, but sometimes you feel like that. You feel like, man, I'm. What else you know, remind me of that movie, what's the guy, y'all hear me say it, Jerry Maguire, where he say, you want my soul? What else you want? I can't give you my heart. I mean, you want everything? My guts, you just want everything? I've given you, that's how sometimes you can feel. That's not how it is. Mm-hmm. But because some of our feelings are so screwed up, That's how we feel. So until we get to that place, we have to learn how to take breaks. But some of you are not disciplined enough to take the breaks because you think you're strong. So you keep going. You're supposed to take a break there. No, that's okay. Then you go there. And then when everything crumbled down on you, then you think, all right, well, I guess the Lord had it. No, you got to relieve yourself because that stuff will build up. Yeah. Instead of going in and coming out, going in, coming out. Going in, coming out, you know, because that thing will blow up on you. Are you with me? Amen. A strong spirit. Because remember this, when you got a weak spirit, nobody deserves your outlash. No matter what they do wrong. Nobody. Anytime people do that, it's because they don't have no control. Nobody deserves me going home and just yelling. Yeah. Why are you doing that? I didn't told you. That's not right. That's some control on me. Because I should be able to say, listen, man, I don't like that. Don't walk too close. I just don't like that. You got to say things. But you shouldn't be out of control. Especially if you're a man, you never should be out of control. She can get out of control a few times, but not you. You never should be. You follow me? Because you can control that. She could be doing, sometimes it's comical. To some, oh, yeah, you're losing it. But you can't do that. I remember one time, I think I told y'all, when Pastor Lisa was sitting on the toilet, we was at the house in Charlotte. Oh, God. Huh? What you mean? Oh, you was sitting on the toilet? Well, I mean, all right. Well, she was sitting on the toilet. She was there. But she was sitting down like this right here, and she... I looked at her, man, that was the first time I felt sorry for her because we had just got married and everything just kind of, she just couldn't take it. And I was like, Lord, I said, girl, you know, I went out of being her husband then to like, you, come on, what you want to do? Let's just go do something because this is a lot for you, I can see. Yeah. And you just feel sorry for her, like, man. You just didn't have a clue. Yeah. Amen. You didn't have a clue of what was going on. That's right, man. That's right. But in order for you to help, you got to have that. If you just go through, well, you the wife, you supposed, man, you going to drive somebody crazy. They'll be putting stuff in your brownies. You wake up and you, because they got the power now. They can do it. You ain't going to check all your drinks. Not at the house. They'll put something in you, wake up doing this in the morning. Like, what's wrong with me, baby? You done put something in. They got the power now. That's why I say you cannot. That's what Eve ate that. So you don't do that. Because if you get, I remember Fred Lane, who played for the Carolina Panthers. He walked in the door and his girlfriend shot him. Star running back. Awesome man. She just shot him. Just shot him. And then she went to jail and it was just over anger. She had no, she just shot the man dead. He just signed his contract. I mean, he was a good running back. And shot him dead over anger. Because when you're in a marriage or something like that, that thing can be confusing. And you don't know how it is. Sometimes that's why I say you got to stop and meditate. Because something could be easy for you, but not for the spouse. It's not like that, man. Just have a little compassion. Like, listen, baby, if you need a little time to break, I'll get the kids. You go ahead, whatever you got to do. But take the time off, because I don't want you going off like this.
Yeah.
And see what happened. That's going to come back to bite you.
Yeah.
But see, that happened because your spirit got to be strong.
Yeah.
When you got a strong spirit, you can take stuff. You can absorb it. It can hit you and it don't do much to where you're going. You keep going. If you want to know who's mature, who's not, it's the people who walk in love. The people who can do long suffering, the people who don't talk back, the people who are humble, not once and then you come up with, like most of you say, you either use I'm human, or you either use what about this is my first time, I don't normally do that. Well, how many hurricanes you need? I just go right back to that. If you getting ready for that big getting up morning, all you need is one time. You ain't leaving earth but one time, so you're getting ready the whole time. You're just getting ready. You could talk about, well, I ain't left the heaven yet. All you need is one time and do everything. Because one time will be a reflection of what was brewing all along. So that's not an excuse, but what's my point? Get a strong spirit you can absorb and learn how to forgive and release. Forgive and release. Forgive and release. Some of the stuff I don't even remember what you do. Forgive and release. Forgive and release. Forgive and release. Forgive and release. You release it.
Yes.
Destiny help you do that.
Yeah.
Forgive. Don't hold nothing in your heart, man. Because it ain't worth it, I'm telling you. Forgive and release. Baby, I forgive you. I forgive you. Let's let it go. Let it go. Let's get into something else. That's why if something's moving, you ain't got really time to do that. Forgive and release. Something, because some every now and then, everybody's challenged with some kind of bitterness that want to sit there. No matter how strong you are, you're always challenged with something you want to hold. You can't do it. Just forgive and release. The stronger people can do that more, and they're more effective with people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So again, if you take these things and you begin to utilize them in your life when you go through transition, going to another level, you're going to see God begin to take you out and you'll be more effective. Instead of coming out and saying, I'm new, teach me the way, everything did it, I don't know what to do. You'll come out saying, I already know everything what God wants me to do. He's already prepared me. Because God will show you. But you got to think like that. Because every transition we go through, just think about it, Leroy. We all want to go to the next level. I mean, I want to go to the next level, but we don't get there without transitioning. You can't get to the Oklahoma or Florida without on a plane without transitioning where? Through an airport. So you have to go through their changes. If you go through all of the taking your shoes off and all this stuff, that don't mean when you get over to the other side, you forget about why you're going to Florida.
Right.
You just go through the changes. If anything, it makes you more hungry to get there. But some of us have lost our umph because of that. And I want you to remember that as you transition, this is what you have to do. Keep that strong spirit. Go beyond just the natural things, the basics. It's more to life than that. You know, if you don't do that, everything we talked about today, remember you keep all this stuff so that you can begin to grow. Because if you stay at a level, it's because this is where you want to stay.
Amen.
If you grow, you grow. So the standard will be here. And listen, if you keep on growing, you'll get there.
Amen.
Everybody, I'll get there. I'll get there to a point. We got two three strong churches that's bases across the nations, that we're able to funnel the word of God and funnel the flow of God through outreach. We'll be able to do that. But I can't do that just sitting there saying, oh, we're doing good here. And over the basic stuff we didn't do, I got to look at every challenge. When BET tell me it's $2,000 to get on for 30 seconds, that's a challenge. So I got to look at that, like, how can we overcome? That's a step for me. When God manifests it, then we can go. What that means, Pastor, you got to get your budget, your head up more. You got to go higher. When you go higher, these things will look smaller. The reason why you're looking at it is because of the way you're looking at it. You got to go higher. Everybody, I got to go higher, because this is where God, this is the destiny. This is our purpose. In your family, in our families, everything, it's got to go beyond that. Are you with me? That'll never happen without you meditating on things. Where am I going to go next week? I can almost think right now. Monday morning, staff meeting. I can already think what I'm going to say, how long it's going to be. Whether I thought about it, I said, man, you know, maybe we'll get some stuff. I just think. I could think. Why? But if you don't meditate, you'll never get there. Yeah. What is it for us to do? How are we going to do this? Changing this, alter this. What are we going to do tomorrow? What happens if the people don't give us permission to get on the property? Because we weren't able, even though they gave it to us initially. What do we do? I think about that. Take the hot dogs. We feed ourselves. Bring enough flyers. See, you think. Why? Because you begin to meditate on stuff. So when things happen, you can be ready for it. You're strong because you're transitioning. You know it's going to be different, but you still are not. You still can't drop the ball on God's purposes because it's new.
Amen.
You can't. It's got to go further. Are you with me?
Amen.
Come on, let's stand to our feet. Father, we